Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 57, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: The Lotus Eaters and Moli. Part 5 continued. The Lotus Eaters. The main idea in The Lotus Eaters is, are we justified in running away from unpleasant duties? Or is insensibility justifiable? Laddie, do you recollect learning this poem after we had read the story of Odysseus? The struggle of the soul urged to action, but held back by the spirit of self-indulgence. These were the points we discussed. Courage, he said, and pointed toward the land. This mounting wave will roll us shoreward soon. In the afternoon they came unto a land in which it seemed always afternoon. All round the coast the languid air did swoon, breathing like one that hath a weary dream. Full-faced above the valley stood the moon, and like a downward smoke the slender stream along the cliff to fall and pause and fall did seem. A land of streams, some, like a downward smoke, slow-dropping veils of thinnest lawn did go, and some through wavering lights and shadows broke, rolling a slumbrous sheet of foam below. They saw the gleaming river seaward flow from the inner land, far off three mountain-tops, three silent pinnacles of aged snow, stood sunset-flushed and dewed with showery drops, up-clomb the shadowy pine above the woven copse. The charmed sunset lingered low adown in the red west, through mountain clefts the dale was seen far inland, and the yellow down, bordered with palm, and many a winding vale and meadow, set with slender galingale, a land where all things always seemed the same, and round about the keel with faces pale, dark faces pale against that rosy flame, the mild-eyed, melancholy, lotus-eaters came. Branches they bore of that enchanted stem, laden with flower and fruit, whereof they gave to each, but whoso did receive of them and taste, to him the gushing of the wave, far, far away, did seem to mourn and rave on alien shores, and if his fellow spake, his voice was thin as voices from the grave, and deep asleep he seemed, yet all awake, and music in his ears his beating heart did make. They sat them down upon the yellow sand, between the sun and moon upon the shore, and sweet it was to dream of fatherland, of child and wife and slave, but evermore most weary seemed the sea, weary the oar. Weary the wandering fields of barren foam. Then someone said, "We will return no more," and all at once they sang, "Our island home is far beyond the wave. We will no longer roam." Alfred Tennyson. Moli. Moli, by Edith M. Thomas, born 1850, is the best possible presentation of the value of integrity. This poem ranks with Sir Galahad, if not above it. It is a stroke of genius, and every American ought to be proud of it. Every time my boys read Odysseus, or the story of Ulysses with me, we read or learn moli. The plant moli grows in the United States as well as in Europe. Traveler, pluck a stem of moli, if thou touch at Circe's isle. Hermes moli, growing solely, to undo enchanter's wile. When she proffers thee her chalice, wine and spices mixed with malice, when she smites thee with her staff to transform thee, do thou laugh. Safe thou art if thou but bear the least leaf of moli rare. Close it grows beside her portal, springing from a stock immortal. Yes, and often has the witch sought to tear it from its niche, but to thwart her cruel will, the wise God renews it still. Though it grows in soil perverse, heaven hath been its jealous nurse, and a flower of snowy mark springs from root and sheathing dark. kingly safeguard, only herb that can brutish passion curb. Some do think its name should be shield heart, white integrity. Traveller, pluck a stem of moly, if thou touch at Circe's isle, Hermes' moly, growing solely, to undo enchanter's wile. Edith M. Thomas. End of section 57. Read by Kara Schellenberg on November 22, 2006, in Oceanside, California.